Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our Standing Watch program. What do you do in a world with conflicting opinions and ideas? Whom do you believe? Whom do you follow? God or man? Right now, a spirit of demonstrations is sweeping this world, and you can't really quite understand as to what is going on unless you consider the spiritual elements behind all of it. And as this goes on, more and more ridiculous proposals are being heard, claims of radicals to the effect that we should do away with the police force. And at the same time, there is no clue, no concept given as to what is supposed to replace it. Now, health officials have been telling us time and again that it is very important not to participate in any mass demonstrations, mass gatherings, not even church services, and that at the same time, we must maintain social distancing and we must wear masks. In fact, those same health experts have told us that the whole world needs to be placed under house arrest, locked down, in order to help the people. But at the same time, they have caused the death of many, many people whom they were supposed to help. And of course, the economy is in ruins. Now suddenly, something happened. The week rolled on May 30. Millions of us no longer believe, if indeed we ever really did, that there is a meaningful risk of outdoor transmission of the virus, even in very large crowds. And so, Politico wrote this on June 4. For months, public health experts have urged Americans to take every precaution to stop the spread of COVID-19, stay at home, steer clear of friends, extended family, absolutely avoid large gatherings. And now some of those experts are broadcasting a new message. It's time to get out of the house and join the mass protests against racism. But many of those same public health experts widely criticized activists who held largely outdoor protests against lockdowns in April and May, accusing demonstrators of posing a public health danger. Now, why this sudden change of heart, this change of mind? Well, Politico went on to say, those protests against stay-at-home orders were rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives, according to the letter's nearly 1,300 signatories. Protests against systematic racism must be supported, those health experts tell us. Now, that's not only silly, it's not only ridiculous, it's not only offensive and hypocritical, it's libelous. We're also told that we must wear masks after we had been told that we must not wear masks. But apart from the questionable medical benefit or the lack thereof of wearing masks, doing so also has a very dangerous side effect. The Washington Times wrote on June 5. America's youth have taken to the streets, burning St. John's Church, looting stores, smashing glass, tossing Molotov cocktails, and fighting police. And they are doing it with the aid and assistance of mandated, recommended, or acceptably worn facial coverings. A face mask is a looter's equivalent of a lucky day. Thanks be to the coronavirus crisis. Every criminal, would-be criminal, and aider and abettor to a criminal, can carry out his or her criminal act in broad daylight, in bold openness, in brash disregard for law and order, all while disguising identity. Oh, what happy times! COVID-19 and the government's random, unscientific, politically motivated, and factually questionable response to the virus has been for radicals and criminals. Many, if not most criminals, will walk away scot-free, laughing into their face masks, confident the local cameras and locals in the area cannot identify them. Their cover for criminals, they are criminals' new best friends. And so more and more questions are being raised and asked on social media and elsewhere as to whether those governmental restrictions have the hallmark of accepting the proverbial satanic, ungodly mark of the beast, without which you cannot buy or sell. And they point out that you cannot go shopping without wearing a mask and without practicing social distancing, and that very soon you might be forced to become vaccinated against the virus, even though the vaccine might not be safe, or it might have been developed from the cells of aborted fetuses. Or you might be forced to accept some kind of a tracking device to find out whether you are a carrier of the virus or whether you have come in contact with somebody who has been a carrier of the virus, even though you might not have any symptoms on your own. Or, they say, you might have to be forced to accept a microchip with all kinds of medical data, perhaps the number 666, to be implanted in your body. And the list goes on and on and on. So, but what is the mark of the beast? And how does it come to play when the question arises as to whom you should believe and follow, God or man? Now, ultimately, it is a personal choice. But in order to make the right choice, insofar as every aspect of your life is concerned, you must know what God expects of you. You must know if there is a conflict between God and man. Now, sometimes you have to be careful that you don't go overboard. Sometimes you may see a conflict between God's and man's injunctions where there isn't any. But on the other hand, sometimes you don't see such a conflict even though it does exist. And so everything which I have said on this program has a bearing, plays a role. In order to help you to make the right decisions, to make the right choices, we have prepared a brand new free booklet. And you will learn about this right now. So please stay tuned. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Times have changed and the world is living in a state of fear. How are we to live our lives when surrounded by confusion? Will we submit to God at all costs when we are put to the test? Or will we compromise with man's directives that go against God's commands? What is the true meaning of the mark of the beast? How are we to obey God rather than men? This booklet will show you how to stand strong in times of conflict. For a free copy, please contact eternalgod.org.